Welcome to Scottsdale Community College here in Arizona. Dave Spadaro with you. Our coverage of the 2015 Pro Bowl continues. And we're going to start today on this great Friday here in Arizona. The weather's fantastic, with a little perspective from the broadcast booth. ESPN obviously bringing you the game at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And play-by-play analyst Mike Tirico talking about the popularity of the game and what he thinks the viewers will enjoy on Sunday night.
Roger Goodell and the league office, they were very concerned a few years ago that the quality of football was so bad in the Pro Bowl that maybe they should eliminate the game. And they put the onus on the players, and credit the players. They brought the level up, and maybe this fantasy football draft style with Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice last year, and this year Michael Irvin and Chris Carter, may have elevated the importance to the players, too. Their peers being captains, picking the team. You don't want to let a fellow player down. But I think getting Michael Irvin and Chris Carter in front of these players and telling them what the Pro Bowl meant to them has helped reinfuse it. So we'll see as we go through this year. But I can tell you, watching last year's game was a heck of a lot better on the field, and I think maybe we'll see that again this year.
His broadcast partner, John Gruden, the coach, spoke to us a little bit about the broadcast, of course, and we'll have all of that interview for you a little later in the weekend, along with the Tirico interview. But we couldn't resist asking Gruden about the Philadelphia Eagles 2014 and what he sees next year for Chip Kelly's team.
The corners were scrutinized a little bit towards the end of the season. The health of Nick Foles, the contract of Mark Sanchez, Jeremy Maclin are issues. But I like the Eagles. Offensively, they can explode on you. And defensively, you know, Connor Barwin is here. I still think Trent Cole can play. I think inside linebacker is a problem for him when they lost to D'Amico Ryans. But Chip Kelly's an excellent coach. This is a big offseason. It'll be interesting to see how this new structured front office works together.
If you're going to put a microphone on a player, why not on someone who likes to talk? And we have one of those such players here, John Dornbos, Eagles long snapper. The need selection for Jason Garrett and the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. We had a chance to mic up Dornbos during Thursday's practice at Luke Air Force Base. And, of course, Dornbos delivered.
Hey, this is where the ladies think I'm a quarterback. Here we go. Set, go. Jay, when's the last time you've been on punt team?
Last year, coach.
All right. Well, I'd like to welcome you guys to true manhood.
Oh, no.
Dang. Hey, if I hit him here, come around. You know what I mean?
Damn, we got the double team.
And I'll call it, too. I'll be like inside, and I'll try and watch him for it. Sit. I might be the best holding snapper you've ever seen.
The great thing about what we do is that technology continues to change. And on Friday, we had a chance to strap on a GoPro camera to running back kick returner Darren Sproles. And if you've ever wondered what it looks like for a football player, you must watch this. Darren Sproles in practice on Friday.
How do you go? I'm on I right, Act 4, 479. Ready?
We've got another day of practice on Saturday, and then, of course, it's game day on Sunday. Make sure you tune into ESPN at 8 o'clock. The 2015 Pro Bowl from Glendale, Arizona. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.